Lesson 136. This is what we talked about last time. You know, the chalice, the pattern, chalice well, different things that we use for mass. We talked about those things last time. The next page, 280. So you can see in here, there are different things. The priests use the vestment. The amnes, you know, is something that when the priests say mass, the priest will wear a long white robe that is called an alb. You see that in number 2. But if the long white robe doesn't cover the collar properly, then the priest will take an amnes before taking, putting on the long white robe, so to cover the collar, so that it's all white. So after that, the cincture, basically you put that on if the long rope is a bit too long, so that you won't trip. Practical, you know, you won't trip. And then number 4, you can see that, you know, nowadays you wear this, see priests wear this because, Pope Paul VI, you know, say that, don't need to have that anymore at mass, but it's called a maniple. A maniple, is something like, you think about in some really hot place, when a priest doing mass, he would need a napkin, you know, to wipe the sweat, you know. So it's like, if you are emotion, you use the napkin to wipe your tears. So, the maniple is like a holy napkin. It's a symbol of, you know, of the, to wipe the sweat and the tears of labor, you know, of hard work. So of course, you know, when this is in the vestment, you don't use that actually to wipe your sweat. You know, it's more of a decoration, but it's a symbol. It's like a holy napkin to remind us of labor, of service. And then 5, you can see it's a stole. The stole is a symbol of the authority of the priest. It's a symbol of the authority. And then number 6, you see that's the chasuble, huh? A chasuble. The chasuble is a symbol of charity, but also in a lot of times it's also the symbol, it's a symbol of the cross, huh? So to put on the cross of Jesus, but also is to put on charity. The charity cover everything. Number 7, you can see, you know, the picture here you can see the priest is wearing a long back robe. You know, that's the house dress for the priest in Europe. You know, in Europe, you have been the long black robe. The priest will wear that when they go out the street. It's common. Huh? I think even when you go to Poland or to some place, you can see priests wearing a long black robe going out, quite common. In the U.S., it wasn't that a custom, because in the U.S., there have been, you know, some, I would say, anti-Catholic sentiment. And so in the U.S., when you see some really early picture of the U.S. bishop or priest, they dress like the Protestant minister. They dress like, also like the professional, I think the doctor or lawyer or judge. They also dress a bit like that too. So they have a different kind of clothes. But the classic, the long robe, is more in-house, in the church property. So I think that's continued today, that normally when you see priests wearing a long black robe, it's more in the church, in our region here. When priests going out, it's quite often now it's the Roman collar, as I'm doing right now. So different places do have different custom. In Mexico, are you from Mexico?
No.
So in Mexico, there have been persecution of the church. And then it was forbidden by the law to wear calico. So actually, a lot of priests in Mexico, they actually don't wear any calico dress. And so to wear a Roman collar going out is something more recent that happened in Mexico. So you can see that a lot of time, how the priest dress is also somehow shaped by what happened in that particular region. The history of the place do have an influence on that. But quite often nowadays, you do see typical priest dress is a Roman collar with a shirt, and then the cassock is the long robe. If the priest is performing some liturgical function outside Mass, you can also wear a surplice, and then you put on the stole or whatever, or you can put on a cope. The cope number 8, the cope is a big vestment that used for solemn liturgy, solemn blessing. It can be a wedding, not in the Mass, or a baptism, or a station of the cross, or benediction. So those ceremonies outside Mass, the priest can wear a cope. It's a bit like a chasuble, but usually it's a bit long. You can see number 8 is a cope. Okay, so that's giving an idea what the vestments are. You will see them live in a few moments. The next page. The next page, you can see there are a few things here. Ciborium. Ciborium is the container we put the small holes that become the small, they become the Holy Communion for the people. Ciborium. The plural, if you have more than one, it's called ciboria. So you have two ciboria, one ciborium. And then the next one on the right is the, you can see the monstran and the reliquary. A reliquary is something you can put a relics inside of the thing that people can see the relics. A monstran is you put Jesus inside. So you put Jesus into the monstran and then adore him in the church. So we do that every Friday here in the church from 2 to 3. We call that our holy hour. And then you have something like the censer, you know, for incense. The incense bowl, and then you have the holy water bucket, and you have the holy bucket sprinkler. You can sprinkle holy water. And then you have the hat, you know, barata for the priest. You know, nowadays you quite rarely see that, you know, in the traditional Mass, priests usually wear a barata too. Somebody gave one to me as an ordination gift. I forgot where I put it, you know. I don't know, it's somewhere. You know, I think it's more likely in the garage at home in Vancouver. So I better take that out. A hymnal well is a well that used for benediction. So when the priest give benediction or carry the Blessed Sacrament in procession, because out of respect, you know, the priest won't touch the monstrance directly. He would actually use the well to touch the monstrance through the hymnal well. Okay, so that's good an idea. When you see them live in the church, it's much, much more fun. Okay, so let's go to the next page, 283.
When we were at the cathedral a couple weeks ago, they used that.
Incense, sensor. Yeah, the censer.
Is that for that, the cathedral, do they do that all the time?
Or they do that, I think, in the cathedral, certain Mass, they have that all the time. And then when the bishop presides at Mass and a solemn Mass, they usually always have the incense.
Where was it that we seen the incense, or where it took 10 guys to move it?
At St. John's.
Compostela.
It took 10 men to move this incense.
There, when we went to pilgrimage 2014, one of the famous church is in Compostela, the St. James Shrine. And then it's famous that, you know, they have a pretty big censer from the ceiling. It's a huge one. It's like the church is big, but the censer is really huge. So it takes people to swing the censer inside the church, and they do that only really where they would do that. But it's happened the day we went there, it's that one of the days they actually do the incense. So people were so happy, you know.
10 guys, 5 on each side to move that censer so it would swing with ropes.
Yeah.
Get it moving.
This book, you can tell, is a photocopy, the book that we have, because, you know, on 283, you know, original version of this book is a color page. This is a color page. Oh. But now they have no color. So they put the red vestment, the purple, the white, the green, and the black. You know, they tell you different color of vestment the priest can wear. And then they also tell you what color is for that. You know, bottom's supposed to be color too. The dun is the black, is the mass and function for the dead. Good Friday used to be black, now it's red, to symbolizing victory and also the blood of Christ. And also The next color is Lent and Advent. What color do you think that is?
Purple.
So to get ready for Christmas and Easter, and also for fast day, you know, 10 days of penance. And now I think you can use purple for funeral. It's a penitential color. You can use it for funeral. So black and purple can be both for funeral. And then the next one, you have the green color. All days except the feast of our Lord, the angels, our lady. So all the, so ordinary day, outside those season, is ordinary time, green. And then, so green is a color for life, for growing, so green. And then the next one is red. Red is a color for Pentecost, the Holy Spirit, the passion of our Lord, the apostles and the martyrs. So you see the picture of the Holy Spirit, the martyrs, the apostle, and the passion of Christ. And then the white color, Christmas, Easter, Our Lady, angels, confessors, virgins. So the saints that are not martyrs, the saints that are not being killed for the faith, they are the white color. But also for white color, you can replace the white color with white, silver or gold or ivory. Something like that can also replace the white color. And then you can have a yellow gold, or you know, different kind of gold to replace the white color. Does that make sense? Okay, straightforward. Okay, let's move on. The next page. The next page is to tell you the in here is a picture. You know, different hours of the day. Because there are so many Catholic in the whole world. There are more than 400,000 priests in the whole world. You know, it's almost as certain that every single hour, every single moment, there should be a mass going on right now. So the mass continue to go on in different parts of the world. So Jesus won grace for us on the cross once for all. Every one of us have the grace. And now the grace applied to in different time and place through the sacrifice of the mass. And so we can go through that quickly. Lesson 140, page 286, that when the priest start the mass, he enter into the sanctuary, and then he will say that I confess. You know, we also do that. You know, that I confess. Now don't forget, this is the old mass it's talking about, but the new and the old, many things are the same. And then the Gloria is when there is a Sunday outside Lent. And then also outside Advent, and also when there's any feast day, there's a Gloria. So Gloria is a glory to God in the high. It's not a prayer that we do every single day at Mass. It's only on special day, special joyful day. And then we have the collect, you know, the opening prayer, and then we have the reading. So you see the reading is in the old days, it's only from the New Testament. Now you have Old Testament, New Testament, to open the Bible for us. So it is, and then we have the Gospel on the next page, 288. We have the Gospel. Yeah. And, the one you have is more nice than the one I have. it's a bit different picture. So, and then after that you have the offertory. The offertory, you know, to offer up the bread. And the wine to God the Father, and then the priest washing his hands, and then after that is the Sanctus. The Sanctus is the Holy Holy. So far so good. So you do know those part of the Mass, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Holy Holy. And then the next one, and after the consecration is the elevation, elevating the consecrated host, the body of Christ, and elevating the chalice, the precious blood of Jesus. And then after that, then we have the, after the Eucharistic prayer, we all stand and we pray the Our Father. In the good old days, you can see the people still kneel during the Our Father. but nowadays, we usually stand because the Our Father is a gospel also. So we stand, the Our Father. And then after the Agnus Dei, Lamb of God, we say, Lord, I am not worthy to receive you. And then after that, the priest receives the Holy Communion and the precious blood. And then the next page, is after the communion, we have the post-communion prayer, and then we have the final blessing. In the old days, after the Mass, you have the last gospel. It's actually the beginning of St. John's gospel being read in the old days. And nowadays, that gospel is read at the last day of the year, on December 31st. December 31st is when we read that last gospel. And then also in the old days, there was a few prayers that Pope Leo XIII asked the whole church to pray, like the prayer of St. Michael. Those will be said after Mass. So this is in the good old days, a lot of the picture, but many things are still the same today. And then we see that, you know, when after Mass, when the Holy Communion is in the church, Jesus truly present. And so we can see that Jesus truly present in so many parts of the world. In South America, where are you from?
Uruguay.
Oh, that's a long way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is also here, you know. And so Jesus present in so many different parts of the world. Okay, I think I can stop here.